Chelek Yudbeis, Chag HaPesach. The Rambam in Hilchas Chametz Matzah writes the following: B'chol dor v'dor chayav adam laharis is atzmai ki ilu hu be'atzmai yotzo ata mishibud Mitzrayim. In each and every generation, man is to present himself as though he himself left now from the bondage of Egypt. And he brings evidence for this din from the words in Parshas Veschanon, V'aisanu haitzi misham, you took us out of there, and from the words V'zacharta ki eved haisa, remember you were a servant. The source for this law that the Rambam is teaching comes, says the Magid Mishnah, a Rishon who lived in the late 1200s, from Maseches Psachim, a tractate in Mishnah and Seder Moed, that deals mainly with Hilchas Pesach and the Karban Pesach. There, however, the terminology used is different. In the Mishnah, it says, "Bechol dor v'dor chayav adam lirois es atzmai, ki ilu hu yatza mimitzrayim." In each and every generation, a person must view himself as though he left Egypt. The difference in terminology affects the actual law, as laharis seems to mean to make this obvious to others as well. In other words, to present himself to others. Furthermore, the Rambam's very words contradict themselves, for in the Haggadah of the Rambam, he writes, Bechol dor v'dor chayav adam lirais es atzmai, like in the Mishnah, but in the above quoted source, he writes laharis. The same question exists regarding the words of the Alter Rebbe, who writes in Tanya and in his Haggadah, Bechol dor v'dor chayav adam lirais es atzmai, ki ilu hu yatza mimitzrayim. In each and every generation, a person should see himself as though he left Egypt, but writes it differently in his Shulchan Aruch. Yet another difference in the terminology of the Rambam and the Alter Rebbe to the Lashon in the Mishnah, and in their respective Haggadahs, are the words ki ilu hu ata yaitza mishibud Mitzrayim, as though he now went out of the slavery of Egypt. Whereas in the Mishnah, this is phrased as ki'ilu hu yatza mimitzrayim. While the addition of the words ba'atzmai and ata don't change the essence of the discussion, the words mishi'ibud mitzrayim requires further perusal. The Mishnah's wording means one is required to see oneself as though he had left the land of Egypt. However, when phrasing it as Mishibud Mitzrayim, from the bondage of Egypt, well, the bondage of Egypt extended way beyond the land or borders of Egypt, because Pare ruled from one end of the world to the other, as is quoted in the Mechilta on Parshas B'Shalach. The Rebbe adds yet another point. In the Rambam, the words, one should present oneself as having left the bondage of Egypt, concludes with the words Shenemar, as it says, Va'isanu haitzi misham, he took us out of there. And for this reason, God commanded us in the Torah, V'zacharta ki eved ha'yisa, remember, you were a servant. In other words, experience this as though you yourself were a servant and went out to freedom and were redeemed. This isn't easily understood, says the Rebbe. Evidence in the Mishnah for the halacha, b'chol dor v'dor, that in each and every generation, man is required to see himself as having left Egypt, are the words in Parshas Boy, which say, v'higadeto levincha b'yayim ha'hu leymar, b'avor zeh oso Hashem li, b'tzeisi mimitzrayim. And you shall tell your son on that day, saying, it's because of this, the Lord did this for me when I went out of Egypt. Yet in the writings of the Rambam and in his Nusach and the Haggadah, which he takes from the Mishnah, he doesn't bring this reason for the halacha at all. This all actually requires further explanation. What is the Rambam's reason for bringing the verse, Va'isanu haitzi misham, and he took us out of there, as proof for the law that in every generation one must see themselves as being now taken out of the bondage of Egypt? Deviating from, and you shall tell your son on that day, saying, V'higadata, Levincha b'yayim ha'hu leimor, as it's brought in the Mishnah Psachim. The Rebbe brings yet a second point. When the Rambam brings his proof as V'hoitzi yisanu misham, and God took us out of there, why does he continue with the words of another verse, V'zacharta ki eved hayisa? Why isn't this one verse, the first verse, sufficient? Then the Rebbe makes a third point. The halacha of Bechol Dor V'Dor, to see oneself as having left Egypt in each generation, is a halacha relevant to the 15th of Nisan. But the proof for the halacha that the Rambam brings, which is the commandment to remember you were a slave, and remember it as though you yourself were enslaved and you went out to freedom and liberty, is not limited to a specific time of year. As a matter of fact, that verse is also the foundation for why we keep Shabbos, and also the reason underlying the laws of freeing an Eved Ivri, a Jewish slave, yet the obligation to present yourself laharis as having now left the bondage of Egypt is specific to the 15th of Nisan, to Leil HaSeder. The Rebbe continues the Sicha and says as follows. This law in the Rambam, laharis es atzmai, which is similarly phrased by the Alter Rebbe, as we mentioned earlier, is however sourced differently in the Alter Rebbe's Nusach. So whereas the Rambam brings the source as the verse in Ve'eschanan, Va'isanu ha'itzi misham, the Alter Rebbe brings as the source a portion of the verse from Parshas Re'ei, Ba'avor ze osa Hashem li, bitseisi mimitzrayim. The reason for this change, even though the Alter Rebbe actually takes the halacha from the Rambam, is because he considers the source brought in the Mishnah, which is the source brought in most Svarim for this, as the origin of this idea. This discussion itself, that there are varying opinions, demands a reason, says the Rebbe. And more so, why does the Alter Rebbe bring only Ba'avor ze osa Hashem li betzeisi mimitzrayim, but he omits the beginning of that, the V'higadata levincha b'yayim ha'u leimar, which is brought in the Mishnah, which we just said the Alter Rebbe sees as the origin and the correct reasoning to bring for Bechol Dor V'Dor Chayav Adam. There's another difference, says the Rebbe, in the Alter Rebbe's Shulchan Aruch, in contrast to the Rambam. The language the Rambam uses is, and on this thing God commanded in the Torah, remember you were a servant, as if to say you yourself were a servant. And there he stops. Whereas the Lashon used by the Alter Rebbe is, on this thing did God command, remember that you were a servant in Egypt, as though you yourself were a slave in Egypt. Again, the Rambam, as if to say you yourself were a servant, the Alter Rebbe's terminology, as though you yourself were a slave in Egypt. And since we know that the Alter Rebbe was exceptionally precise with every word, it seems clear that since the Alter Rebbe added the word b'mitzrayim, his intention is for us to hear the difference between you were a servant and you were a servant in Egypt. In Egypt, the servitude was different. The servitude was beforach. It was difficult. And in fact, if one only thinks of the idea that one was a servant without thinking about the fact that he was enslaved in Egypt, he has not fulfilled the law of Chayav Adam Laharis Es Atzmi. This, says the Rebbe, requires further thought. Where did the Alter Rebbe take this from? He differs from the Rambam and is mechadish this idea that the Egyptian slavery was a unique one and that one must ponder the specific slavery of Egypt. Yet another question, the phrase that Rambam used, and you went out to freedom and you were redeemed, differs from the Alter Rebbe, who changes the order and writes, and you were redeemed and you went out to freedom. I'm going to rephrase that. So first the Rebbe asks, where did the Alter Rebbe take this from? That the Chiddush, that he's Mechadish, and he differs from the Rambam, and what is he Mechadish? This idea that the Egyptian slavery was unique, and that a person must ponder that specific slavery. And then the Rebbe brings another question and says the phrase that Rambam used, the phrase being, and you went out to freedom and you were redeemed, differs from the Alter Rebbe, who changes the order and says, you were redeemed and you went out to freedom. The Rebbe explains all of this as follows. In the law of Bechol Dor V'Dor Chayav Adam Laharis Es Atzmai Ki'ilu Hu Ba'atzma Yotza Ata Mishibud Mitzrayim, in each and every generation, man is required to present himself as though he himself went out now from the slavery of Egypt, that is brought down by the Rambam and the Alter Rebbe. Several new ideas are brought to light. Aleph is the metzius, the reality. Bechol dor v'dor, the reality is that the redemption of Yetzias Mitzrayim is an ongoing experience in each and every generation. If God had not taken our fathers out of Egypt, then we and our children and their children would yet be enslaved to Paray in Mitzrayim. The fact that we find ourselves in a state of freedom is due to the redemption from Egypt, which extends to our present-day reality. Beis, the chiyuv, the obligation, which is that in addition to the mitzvah of remembering leaving Mitzrayim every day, day and night, which is a mitzvah that one fulfills also when he mentions just that our fathers left Egypt, there's an additional obligation to actually feel, to perceive oneself as having personally left the bondage of Egypt now. Gimel, the obligation, laharis, to present himself. And that is that it isn't enough for one to perceive and feel that he alone is leaving Egypt now. He's also obligated to present this feeling to others. Dalit, the obligation to present oneself as he himself is leaving the bondage of Egypt now, isn't just when he's actually saying the Haggadah, but also kol ma'ase laila zeh, throughout the night, when he eats and when he drinks. In other words, though he actually says in the Haggadah, bechol dor v'dor chayav Adam, and previous to this he says, V'ilulai haitzi, right? If the Eibishter hadn't taken us out, hare anu v'neinu, we and our children, and our children's children would still be mishubadim, we would still be enslaved. Nevertheless, he does not fulfill the chiyuv of laharis, to present himself, to sense this, unless he eats and drinks it like a free man, to show and to demonstrate this, ki'ilu hu atzmai, like he himself left the bondage of Egypt throughout the Seder night. Accordingly, it can be understood why the Rambam and the Alter Rebbe saw it necessary to bring the verse and remember that you were a servant, and they don't suffice with a pasuk, and he took us out of there. Or with a verse, for this reason Hashem did this, taking me out of Egypt. Because the proof from these verses is only on the fact, the reality that the redemption continues in every generation. But this reality doesn't give proof that there is a chiyuv, an obligation for an individual to see themselves as though they personally left or are leaving now from the bondage of Egypt. For though the reality that the exodus from Egypt is in each generation, nevertheless, that only obligates one to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim as it was factually or historically, and that it happened to our fathers. Therefore, the Rambam and the Alter Rebbe add, Va'al Davar Zeh, and upon this God commanded in the Torah, remember that you were a servant as though you yourself left Egypt. And now that we know from the Pasuk, the Vizacharta, and you should remember that man is obligated to remember and to perceive himself as though he personally left the bondage, we learn that the obligation on Pesach night needs to be not just lirois, to see himself as, but leharois, to be seen as, to present as such, and that this obligation is not just while saying the Haggadah, but when the su'udah takes place throughout the night. Among the additions to the commandment of telling the story of our leaving Egypt on the night of Tesvav Nisan to the basic mitzvah of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim every day is the V'higadeta Levincha, and you shall tell to your children. In other words, it isn't sufficient to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim to himself. He needs to say it to others. Therefore, adds the Rebbe, if one is on his own and has no one to ask him, the Manishtana, he asks himself and answers himself, because the obligation on Pesach night is to tell the story to others. So the individual, when on his own, becomes the other when he asks himself the questions. He's asking the other within himself and fulfills in this way the Vihigadita to tell another. And thus the Alter Rebbe and the Rambam speak of leharis, to present to another throughout the entire evening. Accordingly, says the Rebbe, we can also understand the emphasis the Alter Rebbe puts in Shene'emar, Ba'avor Zeh Asa Hashem Li B'tzeisi Mimitzrayim, as it says, for this Hashem did this for me when he took me out of Egypt. If the proof is in the Metzias, in the reality, the Yetzias Mitzrayim is in every generation, he could have brought just the words, Asa Hashem Li B'tzeisi Mimitzrayim, and what Hashem did for me when he took me out of Egypt, without the words Ba'avor Zeh, for this. And if the proof is for the chiyuv, the obligation to present oneself, laharis, then the words V'higadeta Levincha should have been brought down, because it's the V'higadeta Levincha that speaks to the idea of laharis. But it's in the words of Ba'avor Zeh, for this, that incorporates the time of the experience, the time when maror and matzah are before you. That's the time when the vizacharta, you should remember, you're remembering, you're going out of exile, that's when it must be to another. This idea that the obligation of laharis is for the night of Pesach, and lirois is an obligation only for the entire year, explains why in the Mishnah and in the Haggadah of the Rambam and the Alter Rebbe, it says, Chayav Adam lirois. Though the chiyuv is also laharis, the intention in that particular paragraph where it says lirois is a preparation for the paragraph that follows. The next paragraph begins with the words lefichach, and therefore we are obligated to thank you and to praise you on this night. The paragraph doesn't speak to the obligations of the night, rather it speaks to the greatness of the event of leaving Egypt. an event that is b'chol dor v'dor in each generation with no differentiation between days or generations. Therefore, chayav adam liras es atzmai, man is obligated to always see himself, ki ilu hu yatza mimitzrayim, as though he left Egypt. In general, not mentioning the chiyuv of lahares for the night of Pesach in the Haggadah is similar, says the Rebbe, to not mentioning the chiyuv of drinking 4 cups of wine. The chiyuv doesn't need to be mentioned. We're actually doing that at the Seder. Yet the Rebbe says further clarification is still needed. Where do the Rambam and the Alter Rebbe see the chiyuv of lahares? And the Rebbe answers, from the Mishnah itself, which is the source of b'chol dor v'dor chayav adam, that in every generation, man must see himself as having left Egypt. And the Rebbe explains, in the Gemara we learn, Omar Rabba, tzorech sheyomer, v'aisanu hoitzi misham. Rabba said, we need to say, it's us that God took out. The Lashon Aisanu, us, in plural, versus Es Atzmai, himself, seeing his personal redemption, becomes the source of the Rambam's use of Leharais. Aisanu tells us that there's someone else who's present when he's remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim at the Seder on the night of Pesach. The word Aisanu doesn't address the mitzvah and isn't a detail of Vehigadeto Levincha. In Vehigadeto Levincha, even if he's on his own, he is considered as another and as having fulfilled that mitzvah. The Aisanu means others literally. Regarding the wording of the Rambam and the Alter Rebbe, who both write that the obligation is to see oneself as going out of the specific shibud, bondage of Egypt, versus that of the Mishnah. The Mishnah writes just going out of Egypt. We understand that because the intention is to experience this in a realistic way, only if one considers the bondage and not just the country, can one experience this fully? Because Egypt, in fact, is not a place that a Jew goes back to. So it would not be viable to feel that one just left Egypt, the country. One must experience leaving the bondage of Egypt. Whether the inyan of b'chol dor v'dor is learned from the pasuk, Asa Hashem li, or from the pasuk, V'aisanu Hoitzi Misham, impacts the law of Bechol Dor V'dor. So whether the idea of Bechol the Mitzvah, the din of Bechol Dor V'dor, that in each and every generation a person is obligated to see himself as having left Egypt, is learned from the Pasuk, Asa Hashem Li, God did this for me, or from the Pasuk, V'aisanu Hoitzi Misham, you took us out of there, impacts the law itself of Bechol Dor V'dor. From the Pasuk, and he took us out of there, V'aisanu Hoitzi Misham, that the Rambam uses, we know that this affects us in later generations, but not if it affects us in the same manner as it affects our fathers who left Egypt. But the Pasuk, Asa Hashem li b'tzeisi mimitzrayim, used by the Alter Rebbe, li, to me, not lanu, to us, is an experience only the fathers who left Egypt could feel. Li means we're referencing the same exodus as our fathers and in the same manner. Thereby, we can also understand the Rambam's usage of Ki'ilu ata ba'atzmecha ha'yisa eved, just eved, versus the Alter Rebbe's usage of ki'ilu ata ba'atzmecha ha'yisa b'mitzrayim eved, a servant in Egypt, a servitude specific to Egypt. The emphasis the Alter Rebbe uses is indication that the idea of leaving Egypt in every generation is equivalent, and leaving the servitude of Egypt in every generation is equivalent to the first time we left Egypt. What we've discussed will also help us understand the difference in what the Rambam writes, V'yatzasa l'cheirus v'niftesa, you went out to freedom and were redeemed, and what the Alter Rebbe writes, V'nivdesa v'yatzasa l'cheirus, you were redeemed and went out to freedom. In Hilchas Shmita v'Yovel, the Rambam writes, in the year of Yovel, from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur, servants would not be released to their homes, but neither would they be subjugated to their masters. When Yom Kippur arrives and the shofar is sounded in the court, the servants are released to their homes, which tells us that in the concept of going out of a state of slavery, there are two points, going out of servitude and being set free to one's own home. In the Yovel year, however, there are two points in time. In redemption from slavery, those two things happen simultaneously. So in the Yovel year, they don't happen simultaneously. In redemption from slavery, those two things generally do happen simultaneously. In fact, every redemption is like that. But it's not a din. Yovel, however, is different, and the Torah speaks of Yovel and thus establishes a general halacha. And so in Hilchas Chametz Umatzah, the Rambam adds that v'yotza l'cheiros to v'nifdisa, bringing these two phrases or phases to this shichror, to this redemption. V'yotzasa l'cheirus, when they were no longer in servitude to their masters. And then he adds, v'nivdisa, understanding that they also were set free to their homes, separating them from their place of servitude and the domain of their masters. One of the things that makes the servitude of Egypt different from another servitude is that as long as the servant is found in the land of Egypt, he can't be considered a free man. Only when the slave escapes Egypt and reaches Pi Hachirus. Pi Hachirus was where he was considered free. Pi Hachirus was the fourth stage in our redemption. And that's where we were considered truly free as a nation. So freedom from Egypt was the exact opposite to what is a redemption from any other slavery. Only once the Jews reached Pi Hachirus, could they experience real redemption. Accordingly, we can understand the difference between the terminology of the Alter Rebbe and the Rambam. According to the Rambam, the chiyuv of Zacharta is as though he left servitude. According to the Alter Rebbe, the emphasis is on remembering that he himself was in Egypt as a servant. Therefore, first v'nifdisa, and then you went out to freedom v'yatzasa l'cheirus. Because when we left Egypt, the bondage of Egypt first, there was pidus, redemption, but only after did they actually go out to freedom once they came to Pi Hachirus. The Rebbe concludes this sicha, not an avodah d'ka sicha, but more a lamdash sicha, with the following bracha, v'yihi rotzein, and may it be Hashem's will, shebekarav mamash, that very soon, nizke l'hacherus d'geula ha'amitis v'ashleima, we should be zeicha, we should merit the freedom, the liberation of the true and complete redemption al yedei Mashiach Tzidkenu, through Mashiach, our righteous Redeemer.